dill, pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hugging Lowdown.
And Silver Wilk.
Hey, Hug.
And say it isn't so, 6 days in a row, by way of Comic-Con in San Diego, the man we call Hot as a Mofo, J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
What an intro.
That's all people were talking about was Comic-Con this weekend, Jay. Did you see Conrad Marion Wesley Snipes? Or is that Comic Convict? I mean, it's similar to Comic Con, except former felon celebrities who did time get together and show off their comic strip tattoos. So you might have Conrad Murray with a tattoo of Little Abner, you know, Wesley Snipes showing off Beetle Bailey. I heard OJ was the first Comic Convict keynote speaker via Skype. Pardon my rant this morning, Sybil. I've been secondhand smoking all weekend. Did you guys know it's National Milk Chocolate Day?
Milk Chocolate?
And Buffalo Soldiers Day? How ironic is that?
Wow.
Yeah. Women love milk chocolate. Especially your women, Jay. Sybil, answer me this. When did dark chocolate become so popular?
Good question.
I mean, where did it come from? It just came out of nowhere, Sybil. I don't remember this much dark chocolate back in the day. It's like women really, really love dark chocolate. It's like dark chocolate is everywhere. Candy, cookies, ice cream, gelatos, Lupitas. Sorry, Tom. Base chocolate will be popular one day, I guess. I guess you have to claim the closest chocolate closer to your hue, you know, to your complexion. You know, like the Zero Bar and a bit of honey. Oh, and the Zero Bar, in your case, a whole lot of zeros. We already know what's in your wallet.
Wow.
Who said zeros ain't loyal? I know that was a stretch. Did y'all hear the Los Angeles Lakers just hired Kobe and his assistant coach? Well, they just hired Kobe and assistant coach, excuse me, Byron Scott. 4 years, $17 million. That ain't a lot of money in L.A., is it, Jay?
No.
Feast Diviano will go through that though quicker than you can say, don't you call my phone again. Wink, wink. So LeBron going back to his old number 23.
Yeah.
He was debating what jersey number he should wear, 23 or 6, and I think he should have subtracted the 6 from the 23 and went the R. Kelly route myself.
Wow.
And Jennifer Lopez just turned 45, y'all. Jennifer from Jenny from the Block still look like Miss Parker from Friday, don't she? Sandra Bullock just turned 50, and I know her son need a new dark chocolate stepdad. Hey, y'all, I got a bootleg of Lucy, and I'm so damn mad when I saw Ricky Ricardo on the tag on Thursday.